Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. It's Deanne on the Deanne Burley Show. I've been on the air for a while. Many things have happened through my course of my existence. I think about it. I think about it daily. The people I've met, very famous civil rights leaders, individuals I've brushed paths with, some of the notorious people in the press, talked to them, met with them maybe before things happened. And it was just strange, some of the things I've gone through in my life. I was reflecting back on this because, I had been dealing with some major health events, one of which I'm still, working on and it's impacting on me. And also life-changing existence measures of trying to maintain in this world, like you're trying to maintain in this world. It's not like it used to be. I remember, the time you could go to a show and you had change left in your pocket. I remember a time when kids used to play in playgrounds and act like kids. I remember a time when every day you come out with a smile on your face and you could go to your parents and ask them comfortably for advice or ask them for a few dollars, and it wasn't like an impact on the whole family if a dollar passed hand. Truly remember those days. I remember a time that, you looked up to the president of the White House. He was the father of the country. He was somebody you looked up to. The name, president meant a lot. School kids listened to the word president. It meant a lot then, a lot. It was a person that was supposed to have been someone that was, you had your father, but this was the father of the nation, the country, and you looked up to him and you trusted every decision and what he had to say, and you believed in the concept of what the United States represented, Constitution, truthfulness, alliance with the people, a standing tall, hand in hand. If there was a foreign country or someone that came to invade our shores, we would stand tough to stop whatever the invasion was. Truly in front, American. Even though there were skirmishes between African Americans and whites, and skirmishes with Latinos and whites and other nationalities, all these different nationalities fought within their own culture, race. And, there was hardships with the Italians, hardships with the Irish, hardships with every walk of life that came over. And they fought hard for the soil of the United States of America. You had the people in the operations. They were coal miners, and they lived a hard existence, taking coal in their lungs, dying of lung disease, having barely enough, in the winter months and things to survive on. There were some forerunners of people that made this country strong. You had the Native American Indians here that, they too fought for their land, that with hope and aspirations that they would be given grants and things that were promised to them by the United States when they were invaded by us. We came over and invaded. African Americans came over here within a protest. They were dragged over here as the Irish were, and other people became indentured serfs to this land and worked hard. But we're still indentured serfs. We never slavery and this nightmare that's been and preaching on us forever. And the thing is, there's no atonement to God in regards to what has been happening here in the United States, the massive amounts of bloodshed, the lies, the misnomers, the improprieties of those that have created this monster we're looking at today upon the time that things are looking to collapse all over. I remember a few months ago they were talking about this thing called there's so many things going on. That was supposed to be every shopping mall. They were going to do this military procedure, and people were fearful. This is August. They said it was going to happen in July, August. But we're here. Haven't heard anything about it. It's no big news anymore because the biggest disaster they created was during the other presidential administrations, and they did what they did because right now it's not a collateral damage situation. We have been hit hard. And can we recover? I don't know. It depends on our minds and our belief and whether or not we believe that God Himself can then teach us in our minds and soul that this is not to be like this. We're responsible for this. And the only way we can change it is when we come together. Come together and stop all our differences. Will that ever happen? I don't know if it will happen in this lifetime, but we'll see the annihilation of everything until we understand and deal with our karmatic debt that we owe to the millions of lives that are lost, that the worst disaster in the history of the World Trade Center. Millions and millions of souls were lost. And the thing is that we have atonement to sin, and we don't realize it. The people involved were right here, and they still are here, in our midst, in our face, every single day. The people involved were the ones that we entrusted this land to. The people involved are the same ones that you're thinking about putting in the White House or helping them to get into the White House again. And those that were not directly in the White House, but politicians, and those that were so-called lawyers and lawmakers that have sat there in a complete mindset of, I say, pure, loud evil to cause this country to fold and collapse onto itself. They're not financial wizards. They're not even adept in the law, but you allowed them to come in, sweep in the country and destroy it almost down to its folder. And the thing is that we're still allowing it. I wrote an article. I put it on the internet about this situation that I think is just ridiculous. You know that we've had three presidents. Let's see. No, we've had, let's see, one, two presidents of the law firm of Rose of Illinois. We've had Bill Clinton, we've had President Obama, and now Hillary's up. Three partners of a law firm out of Illinois. Isn't that amazing? The first thing is I think about Rose Law Firm is that Amina, Arkansas cover-up. Big in the news and press, and it's called a whitewater. It was in the press and news and was investigated and filtered in every person's ear for a while, and then it just disappeared, gobbled up into the abyss, and no one did anything in regards to what they claimed was the crime and corruptions that were created out of that. But yet we turn our heads on that level, and I don't understand that in a corporation, the heads of the corporation were responsible for whatever misdeed or misnomer was going on. So why would you elect them as president of the United States? And it goes even farther than that. Let's go back to the war crimes of Bush and Bush's family going all the way back to Nazi Germany. I know there's a lot of Nazis out here and people that believe all these different things and things, but that's another thing that's got us condemned to this overall nightmare that has been created because we created it and allowed it to happen. The sins of atonement for the deaths and murders that have been committed against people over eons, based on people that have come in and became father of our land and country. It goes even further back. And most of the hugest atrocity was just recently. I think of the chaos that happened from the crimes of Enron. Enron, a shell corporation that was tied into some type of a CIA, whatever kind of special operation. It was originally WorldCom. It was a part of Amway. And it was a company that was trading what for what? It was trading stock. It had zillions of employees. People were making zillions and zillions of dollars at the top for a company that had no basis. All we heard was Enron. Enron. What was Enron? WorldCom. these names. We followed all this stuff, you know, the other executives. They had circuses come to their house and, you know, treat the children to a party. Remember, they rented the Moscow Circus to come. You think how much money that cost in our home. Workers began to doubt the corporation. Workers started complaining, and one woman stood up and said, "Hey, there's something wrong here," and looked into books and brought out the allegations of Enron. And then the thing was that Enron was being protected from the insiders in the White House. Enron was being protected because they were a corporation that was involved with companies that dealt with the United States directly. There's investigation and shredding of papers and documents. I recall all this in the press. The thing became nasty because it found out about the situation of companies, gobbling up companies. Nobody knows who was in charge of what. What their companies were doing. At one point, they weren't going to even trade weather in Enron. Shell corporations, government, contracts. Let's go on. Never-ending bids, contracts that were created out of the knowledge of knowing someone. Or somebody saying, okay, we're going to have a party. We need to have a fundraiser. So these guys go and create a situation that I'll give you, you know, the money for your campaign as long as you back what my corporation is back then. That's where these insider contracts and all these things came about, non-ending, non-exclusive contracts with the government because of who they knew and whatever they were doing. All of it is under conflict of interest. All of it stinks with antitrust, but again, not one person here in the United States seemingly understood these things, even though it was explained in the press many times, and we just let that go by, atonement for evil. Then from Enron, this is where the thing becomes a reoccurring a nightmare of one evil covering up the next. There's a court order for records. This is when Arthur Anderson got in trouble, the auditing firm in Chicago. Remember when they were Ma and Pa, and in the 70s, they used to be auditors for all the big corporations, and they worked directly with the IRS. I remember they used to have offices in the huge corporations because I was doing accounting then. I made friends in Arthur Anderson. I did some contract work with Arthur Anderson as an employee. Yes, I was doing audits for Arthur Anderson Association. Big firms, big mom and pop company. Overnight exploded, and it was one of the most prestige, highly advanced, well-looked-at corporations all over the country. People in corporations feared them because they came in and would talk about the books. A lot of times I went into corporations to straighten out their books before Enron came in here, you know. But the thing is that Enron, because of Enron, there's so much money in Enron. Arthur Anderson folded under the watchful eye of committees because they were involved with the audits and the records and accounting. All of a sudden, records started getting shredded and evidence started disappearing because of fear their company was getting ready to go down. So you got two companies shredding and hiding documents and throwing things away. Paper trails ended up over there in Oklahoma City. Paper trails that they were trying to get these documents, so now they need the IRS records. Well, I remember IRS records were moved from this other corporation. The computer was not working anymore, put someplace else. I guess I can't say here I work for. And they moved all the government contracts into this place where they had it in Oklahoma City in that building. The next thing you know, after court injunction looking for records, all of a sudden that building blows up and goes to dust. Ryder truck, my God, come on, please. Camshaft of the ladder truck blows across the street, hits a military man in the head. He vanishes for hours. They find him with his head a pie shape across it in a hospital. Family was trying to figure out where he was. He waved at everybody before he left, and then about maybe the next day, all of a sudden, he just head blew up, skin turned yellow. Then he withered away with his eyes almost extended out and died a horrible, horrible death. There was an African-American woman, too, that died that morning. Both of them were out in the morning and saw what was happening in that building. The military guy, former military intelligence, by the way, he probably noticed something. All of a sudden, he disappears and vanishes and ends up dead. I know this because I'm a talk show host and media, and people called me and told me, directly knowing what was going on. There was also a guy that was a police officer, didn't believe the real story, had signs, knew what was going on, and he ended up missing and dead or whatever, all covering up. I had a woman on my show, her grandkids died in the Oklahoma City incident. Certain people, judges especially, did not bring their kids to the daycare center that day. Now here we go with lawyers again. How did they know not to send their kids up? They didn't show up to work. The kids did not go into the daycare center. They said the care center died, and just regular office workers and people that were staffed in the government lost their children. Families were angry. They came out and did whatever they could. And I'm on my show. And the thing was, that kind of vanished, went nowhere, because not one person got a dime. Nobody did anything to aid those people in Oklahoma City. Not one person got any insurance money or anything from the deaths of family members in Oklahoma City in that federally cladded building. Not one person. Then it was Timmy McVeigh. He did it. He did it. But then he was working military intelligence, and he was undercover, so why would he do it? Then it was Sandra Levy. She was talking to Timmy McVeigh. She was an internist for the White House. She ended up missing, and then they found her in a jogging outfit in the middle of New York in a park, dead. And then there was rumors that she went into Gary Condon, the congressman's computer, and had been dating him, and that was a big scandal, and they found her dead. And then the FBI top guy that was really a real heroic FBI agent, John O'Neill, he was involved with investigating a cover-up of a major military vessel. They moved him off of that case. When he got to New York, he was tracking all the drug traffic that was going into Boston Airport, which was dealt with the bin Laden family. He tried to bring that up. He was moved to the Chicago operation, got here to Chicago, and then all of a sudden he gets a job by the Bush family person that was in charge of the security for the World Trade Center. Another Bush, another one that's tied to the White House through family. Gets a contract for the tallest World Trade Centers as the insurance guy. Insurance guy. He was, but not only, by the way, not only was he security for a security company, owned it, he was also an insurance guy, too, tied into the World Trade Center. Offered O'Neill $300,000 to work there. I talked directly to his attorney, other people. There was court, the plaintiffs and lawsuits filed. And he ended up going to New York to get this job because he never made that kind of money in the FBI. He had a family, and he wanted to support them. So he flew out there in a minute. As soon as he got out there, just a few days just before 9/11, gets a call on the phone. He's talking to a person that he knows that was a COVID agent that he had on the street. And the person they was talking to talked to me, and he said something about, there's something going on, buildings or something. I'll get right, back to you. Hold on a minute. And then he was running from one building to the next. Next thing, he ended up missing. And then 3-4 months later, they found him laying dead on smoldering parts of a burnt building on 9/11 grounds, murdered. There was going to be a murder investigation in New York, which it was, and attorneys were working on it, and they named names, and they sued saw these, and the bottom line, the whole case disappeared and vanished. The attorney that was working on the case was working on a major firm, and he ended up leaving that firm. I don't know where he went. Again, there's these people again, their names become now the fathers of this country, their family, tied into the most hideous crimes that you can think of committed, but we vote them in. Vote them right into office every single time. Every single time. And then I think about McCain. When McCain was running, I had so many documents of what he was, a Manchurian candidate, going all the way to Vietnam. Him and Jane Fonda, the people, military men, were writing me, oh, yeah, I was there, wheeled us out, he did this and that, and we passed notes over to Jane Fonda. You should have read some of the reports and documents. I had stacks and stacks of paper, all this stuff. Then there was one guy I talked to, I don't know how long, and a couple other ones. They were all living down there where he was born, and they said that's not even considered a place that if you're a resident of, you can't run for the president of the White House. But, yeah, everybody jumped on Obama, and this is clearly written in law. These people told me they could not even run for office because even though that they were born in this place, they could not be a part of the people that would run for political office in the United States. So he showed me documents. I read evidence of it. Not one of us cared about that. Oh, it's okay. You know, he looks cute or whatever. I don't know what's in our minds. I don't understand this. I really don't. Another atonement for all the lives that were lost in Vietnam. Another atonement. Because this man was a part of Keaton 5. What's Keaton 5? Wasn't they were the ones that robbed the savings and loan institutions of all our money? Remember Charles Keaton? And it was Charles Keaton, Senator McCain, Senator, what was it, the other one? John Glenn, Neil Bush, which is another one. And it was Charles Keaton, and I'm trying to remember, it was one other one. Only one that went to jail was Charles Keaton. Rest of them all out. All of them find a way back in the White House, back to doing deals, all of them getting contracts, government law, get into things like insurance and then health care and everything that they can get into that we have to pay into their involvement. And they all have these contracts. And we're sitting here, we're paying into these contracts to them, and they're writing law and legislating law stating that you have to have these contracts, you have to have these things, you have to have these insurance policies, you got to have, because who's financially benefiting from it? They are. I was smitten beyond all words to find out that Aetna Better Health ate up and became the corporation by dissolving into Humana. And I don't know if UnitedCare is in the situation too, but in the beginning, they were saying they were signed on to Obamacare, and they were involved with death panels. And these companies, by the way, become contracted with all the states. They handle the Department of Health Services situation with Medicare, Medicaid, anything that was dealing with senior health, anything dealing with the elderly, the disabled, the poor and needy. They were all a part of this conglomerate. They were allowed to get these government contracts, and didn't mean anything that maybe they had relatives at high places that these contracts went to them, and these other contractors that were trying to get bids, they couldn't get them because these people went first online because of their name and reputation. In fact, I remember one of these presidents I'm talking about passing law and legislation, even if you had a non-for-profit. You can't even receive a dime in the non-for-profit unless it's a big name, like, for instance, Red Cross. Red Cross is Bob Dole's wife. Bob Dole is sitting where? So then a contract for Red Cross goes to them, and then we look at this, and we're okay with it. Why are we okay with all these kind of conspiracies and crazy things that are going on? Why is this country becoming a forerunner of evil? Nightmare. A nightmare on Elm Street. A nightmare before everything that you can think of. A nightmare where we will never, ever end. because it's never ending, never ending, never ceasing, because we're allowing it. And right now, I'm sitting in the car getting ready to go in the hospital, and one of the lights, blue lights, is behind me. Why? Because I'm sitting in the parking lot. Why? Because my legs hurt me so bad, it's hard for me to get out of the car. Why? Because I had brain bleed injury and went to the hospital. And when I went to the hospital, I was treated up to a point and was told that I didn't have enough, I did not have enough money. So they basically cut my insurance down and kicked me out of the hospital, not hardly treated. I had a brain bleed surgery. And then I had to fight my way to be able to walk and get my health together. Dealing with hydration and high blood pressure and various other things from pain I've gone through with his personal injury. And these same insurance carriers are out there right now, running our country, running our world, tied in. And we're sitting there wondering and pondering about voting these people back in office again and again and again. Constantly, same thing. Never, ever, ever will we atone for all the deaths and murders. I think of the World Trade Center. All those people that died. Maybe it could have stopped then if we actually took action and understood that these things are happening were being controlled inside. Not one of those people went to jail. Not one of them was questioned. There was no really impact of anybody being investigated because everybody that was involved with this were tied to government agencies and whatever. But then yet, we're the ones being scrutinized right now. We're the ones that are thought of as being provocateurs. Can't even get a plane in the airport. Cannot even live or be able to afford anything because we're still paying debt after debt. I was in the mortgage industry. I saw what went on. Credit for default swaps, the banks that were involved with it, the evil that happened. Trading our children on the court, in auction blocks where the children have to testify for themselves at 3 or 4 years old when their own attorney appointed by the court. So the parents have no rights and the kids lose their rights to whoever because, again, monies are being folded in. And this corruption is continuously happening. It won't stop. It will never stop because, again, we have a company. We have people that are running this world that we're in. And all they know is money. And Donald Trump was telling you the truth. He said Hillary Clinton went to his campaign. She went to his party because he gave her large sums of money for a campaign. And that's not the only one. All of them, every last one of them, do the same thing. And they're still in office. And we're still talking about it. I refuse to look at politicians. I refuse to listen to anything that's going on in the news because it's not affecting me. They're not doing anything to help me. And they send me campaign letters. They send me notices. I don't even review any of it. I don't even follow what's going on in the news anymore. I'm trying to survive. Because survival isn't out here through them. They care less about us. When are we going to start caring for ourselves? So this is my report for the night, and I will be back on. I just want you to know that we need to really sit back forth and understand who's responsible for what. And we are the responsibility for the monster. Frankenstein created a monster. He was the father of the monster. So therefore, the monster was his responsibility because he did not provide for his child. We, on the other hand, have fed this monster. And the monster is now us, allowing more of monstrosities to be built and formed all over the world. Just think about it and reflect, and also think of the passages that God set forth for us. Gave us food and water and the way that we were supposed to survive on this planet. wasn't supposed to be divvied up with some few guys thinking they were more important than others. Wasn't supposed to be divvied up where they control everything and you have no control over your life. Talk to individuals working right now. They're working themselves to death for little minimum wages with no hope of an increase. People are working themselves to death and still don't have enough money to put beans on the table for their families. Young women out here being lied to by men, getting pregnant, having millions of kids all over the place. And the thing is, now they get a scandal going on with abortions, and 70% of the abortions out here are African American. Because people are having kids, they can't get welfare and can't get nothing, they can't afford housing. So, and in essence of this happening, they're using it for a way, for using research tools and cutting up babies and sending baby parts all over. Not inclusive of what you're drinking in food and beverages today, because they have this enhancer that is made of baby fetal material. And I reported that a long time ago. But the thing is, we keep saying, okay, well, you know, so what? Let me keep doing this. Let me keep supporting it. And you keep supporting it, and it's not going to get any better. It's not going to change. Not going to change one bit. There's no agencies helping anybody anymore. There's no money out here. This whole thing is just crazy. So let me understand and let me know how you like the show. Email me at danne.burley@gmail.com. Danne.burley@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. And I will be back on the detectors another day, another time. And this is Tianne. Please pass this around and have people actually listen. These murders of African Americans are not what you think. Blacks are not killing blacks, but in this thing with the, there are some that are doing it, don't get me wrong. It's being blown up for the media for a reason. And same thing with these so-called shootings that are going on with these police officers all over. If we don't have those police, that means privatized police departments are going to be created and taking over everything. And think of where we're going to be. Is it going to be any different than Nazi Germany? And that goes full forth all the way back to who was involved in the Nazi Party back then. American Nazis. Corporations American Nazis were involved with. And the same people that ended up sitting there, you know what, in the White House. And we're supportive of all that right now as we sit there and think about who we're voting for. Give the other guy a chance, somebody you didn't hear of or doesn't know. Not that guy out of Wisconsin either. He too, another one. He knows about the judges and justices involved with laundering kids up there in the Madison area and stuff. Why put that guy in? Look to a new person. Get away from the lawyers. Get away from all this garbage and look for somebody young and different. I think about John Kennedy's son. He had a very much a hopeful view of life that could have been something positive. They took him out really fast, didn't they? I think of who's going to be next. I think about the people who were in talk shows, of individuals that I was, you know, airing with. Those individuals, all of them. Have you asked one of them? Now gone. You don't see the Patriot movement like it was before. Because people did not care. It became conspiracy. It was never a conspiracy. It was truth or fact. And evidence sat there right in your face. And so is the evidence of the murder of a president in the United States as well. The same conspirators are still involved in running this country. So this is Deanne tonight on the detectors. Thank you for tuning in tonight.